everyone, welcome back. Ready to dive into something that's, well, let's be honest, kind of crucial for anyone running a business, really.
I'd say so, yeah.
Today we're getting into brand equity.
The good stuff.
But not just skimming the surface, we're going deep, using a real-world case study.
A case study? What's this about?
So there's this document we've been digging into. It's about how one company's marketing efforts actually, and I'm not kidding, started working against their own brand.
No way. Really? How's that even possible?
It is. Trust me. And fascinating, too. It's all detailed out in Capturing Dynamic-Based Detailed CaseStudy.pdf.
All right. So what happened?
Well, this company, they thought they had it all figured out, you know? They thought their brand was rock solid. But they had a snag that a lot of companies do, how to really measure the impact of their marketing, especially when it comes to something as, let's face it, kind of slippery as brand equity.
Yeah. Brand equity, that's a tough one. It's like trying to nail jelly to a wall, right?
Exactly. So what's interesting is that many businesses treat brand equity like a fixed value. Our brand is worth this much, and that's that.
Right, right. Like it's set in stone or something.
Yeah, yeah. But this case study shows just how dynamic it really is.
Okay, I'm intrigued. So how they figure that out then?
Well, this company, they really wanted to move past those assumptions and actually see how their brand equity was changing over time.
Makes sense. See it in black and white or whatever color their graphs are.
Exactly. So they ditched the usual methods and used this really cool technique. It's called unobserved component modeling. UCM for short.
UCM, huh? It's kind of complicated.
It's not as bad as it sounds, promise.
Okay, good. Because I was going to say, I'm more of a keep it simple kind of person.
No worries. This isn't rocket science. Basically, imagine you've got a big plate of spaghetti, right? That's your marketing data.
Okay, lots of tangled noodles. I get it.
Right. UCM helps you separate those noodles so you can see the individual strands of influence.
Oh, makes sense. So like TV ads over here, social media over there.
Exactly. Even word of mouth. UCM helps isolate how each of those impacts your brand's growth.
Interesting. So you can see what's really moving the needle. So what did UCM uncover for this company?
Okay. So the report says that in 2019-2020, 76% of their sales came from what they called their base.
Base. What's that? Some kind of industry jargon?
Yeah, kind of. But it basically means the sales they got just from people knowing and liking their brand, you know, their brand equity at work.
Okay, I'm with you. So 76% from brand recognition alone. That's huge.
Right. They were killing it. Only 15% of their sales came directly from TV ads.
So naturally, they probably thought,
let's cut back on the TV budget. We're good.
Seems logical, yeah. But I bet that's where things went sideways.
Ding, ding, ding. You got it. Yeah. By 2020-2021, their base had actually shrunk.
No way. See, I knew cutting back would come back to bite them.
It did. Turns out, reducing those TV ads had a delayed impact.
It's like that saying, out of sight, out of mind.
Totally. It's not just about driving those immediate sales, you know. It's about staying top of mind.
Right. Got to keep the brand love alive.
Exactly. It's like you see a brand on TV, especially during those shows you really connect with, it builds familiarity. Trust, even. Even if it's subconscious.
Makes you think, well, if they're good enough to sponsor this show I like, maybe I should check them out.
Precisely. It's a slow burn, but it works. And the company, to their credit, they figured this out.
They did. About time. What'd they do?
In 2021-2022, they cranked up their TV spending again. And guess what happened?
Let me guess. Their base went up.
Up it went. Back up to 70%.
There you go. Proof positive. Don't mess with your TV budget, folks.
Don't underestimate the power of a good commercial break, right? But in all seriousness, this case study is a fantastic illustration of how vital it is to think long term.
Absolutely. Especially when it comes to brand building.
Because brand equity, it's not static. It's not something you just build once and forget about.
It's a living, breathing thing. Or at least you got to treat it like it is.
Exactly. It's constantly evolving. It changes based on what you do, what you don't do, the actions you take.
Makes you think, how are we measuring our brand equity right?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
It is. Are we assuming it's constant? Are we tracking its ups and downs? Because like anything else in business, if you're not measuring it,
you can't manage it.
Exactly. Something to think about, everyone. Something to think about.